a healthy Anthony Davis, yet the Lakers are still in the play-in. Let's get this started. This is the Profanity Nation podcast.
Profanity Nation.
Yeah, it's the new era of man for some old school fans with a new school brand. We got money on the mic with the plan in hand. And Stat Pat to his left, they go hand in hand. And to the right, we got Simster, he putting it down. It's the Profanity Nation, we running the town. Yeah,
it's the Profanity Nation.
Profanity Nation.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the Profanity Nation podcast, where we are the voice of the professional fan. As always, I've got my co-host here, Money Mike. How you doing? Playing? Lakers?
We in the playoffs.
We in the playoffs.
Let's just get this started.
Step Pat, how you feeling?
Hey, really good, man. Like you said, we're in the playoffs.
We in the playoffs. All right, guys, so let's get this started. Okay, so Lakers, last night, playing the Pelicans as a kind of a rematch of the last game of the season, guys. Last game of the season went well for the Lakers. This game looked like it was going good. It was a tale of two halves, we'll call it, right? Let's go there. Let's start with you, Stat. A tale of two halves. Lakers up by, I think, 18 at one point.
Yeah, 18 in the third.
All right, talk us in.
They had a bunch of different runs. You had Zion actually was just carrying them the whole way. I mean, he had 10 in the first, 10 in the second, and I think he had like 13 in the third.
He arrived.
He showed why he will be a force in this league, yep. No doubt. And then he brought them all back. I mean, they were shooting cold in the beginning of the game, but then they started to, start hitting a few threes. Very interesting, though, that they were benching Brandon Ingram. It was always that chatter who really won the trade.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
One of the key pieces that we thought that we were giving away can't even get on the court right now.
Yeah, yeah. Why didn't he get in at the end of the game? And McCollum. Yeah. But McCollum was cold most of the game.
Yeah, but I think they got they have Ingram on a restriction because he's coming back from injuries.
So
you'd think you'd save some of those minutes for the final game.
It is now or never, though. If he was on our team, I'm like, yo, we playing this dude.
Doctor.
If we don't win this game, we going home anyway, right?
Absolutely.
Well, not really. We have to play another game.
We have to play another game. That's just extra games on the Lakers, considering they already played the extra games on the play-in tournament. I mean, the in-season tournament.
Yeah. Hey, shout out to Austin Reeves.
Right?
He played 83 games this season.
Yep.
Was it 84, actually?
Right now, 84.
He's actually played 84 games. So shout out to Austin Reeves.
Yep.
Especially since, he played literally like all summer. Came back. We felt like he was kind of tired.
Young. He's getting paid money.
He's playing a lot of basketball.
He gets to go home.
Austin's played a lot of basketball. So, but shout out for being there every night. Yeah. Appreciate that. Hey, shout out to Anthony Davis. He played 70 games.
We wanted 76, right? What was the number we were hoping for? 62?
Yeah, so like 62.
So, Anthony Davis actually should probably be in more conversations with, Defensive Player of the Year.
Yeah.
MVP conversation. I know with the eighth seed, it's all politics and stuff.
Excuse me. Let's get that straight.
Yes, yeah. We're going up against the champions. There was chatter that people were saying that they didn't really want the Lakers to go up against. They wanted them to lose, go to the AC, and not go up against the Nuggets first thing. Like, dude, we gotta see them anyway. This is probably the best time we're gonna.
The best time to see them right now, and like that is just a loser mentality. It's so telling for all the people that haven't really won or have their seen their team win anything. This is not how you go about it. To be the man, you gotta be the man. To borrow Ric Flair, it is what it is. It's go time. You want to be a champion.
Take on all comers.
You gotta take on when you take them on. And what better time than to play them right now when you are jacked up? You have the revenge factor. They don't really know how their team, this current team, is going to act in the playoffs. They will be their first opponent. let's take advantage of the situation. Let's go ahead and try to smack him in the mouth, steal one or two games up there.
You know what's really interesting, man? The Lakers are bipolar. Because the Lakers are bipolar, it makes the fans bipolar. Literally, no, seriously. Like, if you watch, the media, when the Lakers are playing great, like, in the tournament, like, they played last game on Sunday, like, they played today. Oh, my God, we have a chance. We could do this. They're great. If we had 3-4 bad games, it's like, oh, my God, Darvin Ham is the worst coach ever. Nobody's listening to him. Let's get rid of him. Like, we need to pick a side and stick on there because...
We will once we win the title. Until then, all bets are off. Yeah. Because how bad or how Jekyll and Hyde this team shows up. And it's frustrated you to no end this whole season.
100%, but... You know, when we're playing bad, why do we want to fire the coach and everything about it? And then when they're playing good,
I think we still want to fire the coach. Just maybe.
Like,
not
do we
right
want to
now.
Give it? I mean,
the problem is it's the paradox. Like, I really wish. Because I can't look at us get the number 7 seed and be in the play-in again. And we have the same team, same coach. What's going to change?
But healthy.
We were relatively healthy this year.
Here's the thing. Look, and I'm not trying to really bash LeBron. I'm not hating on him. But there are games that he did take off during the season. I really was upset during the All-Star break. He didn't play the game that counted. He played the All-Star game. And then he didn't play the game after. You know? So... There were games that could have put us up in the 6th seed or 5 seed. That I feel that LeBron, based on circumstance, could have played that where he didn't. That didn't give us a chance to win. I think those, to me, the factor of why we're in the 7th seed is probably I'm blaming LeBron for that.
Okay,
but in a positive and negative way.
Let me ask you this. Okay.
We
are experienced Lakers fans. We understand what's going on. And what I mean by that, and we're experienced basketball fans, what I mean by that is we've been part of some of the best coaching in the world.
Right.
We've seen Pat
also
Riley.
The worst, though.
We've seen Pat Riley. We've seen Phil Jackson. Okay, we've seen what these masterminds do, and there's no doubt about it that in every single playoff series, they left their imprint and their signature on that playoff series with their players. Can you say the same thing about Darvin Ham? Can you say that there's any signature, any sort of that's definitely his? And I know he's new, so maybe he's starting it out, but can you? There's doesn't seem to be any semblance of that.
He doesn't have a. I guess there's not a
Riley
coaching
had it right away.
And there's no mystique. There's no coaching style. Like, what is Darvin Ham as a coach? What did he bring? What intangibles did he bring?
Yeah.
Where is his X and the O's? You know, when
if he was like, if he was up for a job at another team, how would you describe? Oh yeah, he's head coach. What are you getting from him? Well, he managed the Lakers and some egos relatively well, I guess.
Cool.
But what are you getting?
I mean, look, I think Darvin Ham is probably his best thing that he does is sometimes it's not even good. Is motivate? You know what I mean? Make people believe. Run through a wall. You know what I mean? Like, now is he going to have a play that's going to make a difference at the end? I'm not going to say that at all.
Yeah.
But I think, you know, if he gets them up to play. But here's the thing. I think also, too, that this team, and I've been saying all year, though, I think they kind of go by, like, off of what LeBron does. So, if they had a conversation like, hey, we got to make sure we don't want to be 9-10. And they came out and played some of the best basketball. On Sunday, they could be any team. Like, the way that they played defensively, offensively, getting rebounds, the hustle, they could be any team. You know, how do we go and put that in a 7-game series? That's the question, right?
We're going to find out real fast in the first round. It's going to be great. I think we asked this before a couple of weeks ago. I'm going to ask this again, guys. Is this first round the Western Conference Finals? The winner of this round against Denver and the Lakers, is are they going on? Are they going to sweep through this? Is there anyone else who contend? Money?
You know what? I have to say, man, the Clippers worries me. Do I think the Clippers will turn into the Clippers? Yes. But the Clippers going to be a hard out. Tyronn Lue. I think Clippers going to be a really, really hard out.
Steph?
Clippers are the fifth seed?
Fourth.
The fourth seed.
They're playing
Dallas.
Dallas.
Yeah.
And who's the sixth seed? Phoenix. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So the winner out of Phoenix and the third seed is Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We will have to play in the second round. You kind of like your chances against those two teams. So if it is, then
you like Denver's chances.
Yeah.
Too.
So Denver will have to be like, okay, I'm good. I think I can make it to the conference championship. On the other end, you have the Clippers, if they are the fourth seed, and they're looking at, you know, hopefully, you know what they're saying, hopefully they play against OKC in that second round because they feel they will have the edge over them. Experience, you know, Moxie, what they don't want is, say, if the winner out of the Golden State Kings game, if it's Golden State, and then Golden State now is playing the number one seed, they might even come luck up, do like we did last year, and now it's the Clippers versus Golden State in the second round. You know, they're hard out, but like, you know, I'm saying, like, they're gonna play that. The Golden State's gonna play that series like they're not afraid of them. You know, it's gonna be, they're both gonna have to knock each other out, just like we did last year. Like, we both were gonna have to knock each other out because nobody was gonna give up in that series, the second round. So, yes. Denver could look like they'll be able to go in there, and then whoever's beat up on the other side.
Really, Scott, in if you could go into that brilliant mind of yours, in this bracket, the way that the playoffs are set up right now, we know, you know, roughly except for the 8 seed, you know, Kings, Golden State, but everything's there. Lakers, Clippers, when would they meet if that was a potential?
Conference championship.
Okay, ooh. Western Conference Final. Okay, so this could be.
I gotta go to one of those games.
Okay, so this could be, if that came to be, that could be a great Western Conference freeway series, hallway series.
Yeah.
For right parting, and I could tell you what, Bomber would love nothing more than to sour that that last season with the Lakers think it's their home. And go, oh, yeah? Well, last season we were there, we kicked your ass.
Yeah.
So that would be very interesting. And that would make it a hard out. That's for sure.
Oh, yeah. If they made it there, it would be it'll be actually a fight.
Yeah.
It'll probably be a fight.
Yeah. Yeah, literally.
Because literally you're going to have 7 games at home.
Yes. Yeah.
And I'm going to have to pay. I mean, I'm gonna have to go to one of those games.
We don't want to count our chickens. We first got the champs,
right? Let's get to the champs. Everyone, you know what? If history tells us anything, somewhere the LA team doesn't make it, one of them.
Yeah, but so here's the thing. I feel if we get past the Nuggets, we're going to the Western Conference Finals.
Okay.
I think the second round, we pretty much like would have the number, even
especially if we get through Denver healthy.
Yeah, like, I mean,
now we got, like you said, Moxie.
Yeah,
we got
so
that
but
momentum.
But again, we know Denver has something to prove, you know, and Denver's been playing like a team that's been waiting just to get the playoff. They don't need the number one seed, you know. They're waiting for the playoffs. So
yep,
it's definitely going to be a hard out.
The matchup, though, when we think about like the matchup, because yes, when looking at our guards, we don't have, they're not the best defenders, right? D'Angelo or Reeves. But today, they actually played, or, you know, when they played, they actually played a really good defense. And I can tell you who else showed up and played really good defense, and I was happy, is Gabe Vincent.
Yeah.
Gabe Vincent plays
much
a lot
needed.
Of good on the ball. He fights over screens. Much he's scrappy.
Needed.
That is going to be something that we didn't have last year. We had Schroeder, and Schroeder went under the screen constantly on Murray, and Murray was hot in that series, and he was able to make us pay because we were going over the screens or we were playing drop coverage. I think right now we're going to be able to now dictate, and hopefully we'll have Vanderbilt back as well next week for the playoffs.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. I'm excited to see what's going to happen. I'm happy we're actually in the playoffs now. You know, I agree with them. That's one thing I agree with LeBron. Whoever created this play-in thing should be fired.
It created some heat.
I feel like this is overdoing it. It's
a whole extra game that they get in the playoffs.
Yeah, I mean, it's more money.
Did you listen?
I mean, I had to watch it. Yeah, I had to watch it to make sure.
Watch TV.
I'm not gonna watch any other, but I had to watch this play-in to make sure the Lakers were in. You know what I mean?
It does feel like they keep that with the in-season tournament and all this stuff.
How can you theoretically be in the seventh seed
and fall
and literally be out the playoffs? Like, the idea behind that is horrible to me.
If you are the seventh seed, now hear me out. If you are the seventh seed and you're not in the playoffs, you have nobody else to blame but yourself. You know why? Because you get two home games. You don't get one. You get two. You're the seventh seed. And when they reseed and you play the winner of the 9 and 10, you're still the seventh seed.
They're 9 or 10.
Right.
They're
nine. And you play back at home to get to the playoffs and you lose again? Bruh, dude, you lost two in a row in the worst time of the year. It's what it is. Now, of course.
At home.
Right? I mean, so I don't have any sympathy for that guy. I have no sympathy for them.
Why is this even in the equation?
Get 3 games out of it? Extra 3 games?
Yeah.
One, two, four for both. Two on the west, two on the east.
Well, we get there's the seven, eight game.
And then there's a nine and ten game. Oh, yeah. Six extra games. That's like a whole playoff series.
With advertising and all that stuff. So you have an
85-game season.
Yes.
Well, yeah, if they did that. Essentially.
Or 86-game season if you get the tournament trophy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting ridiculous. Okay,
it's a mess.
All right, guys. Let's keep it here real quick though. But what I want to do is I want to kind of twist it up here. Okay, so Lakers now know who they're playing. We're playing Denver. Okay. Starting lineup changes, scheme changes for the Lakers. How are they going to tend with Jokic? You talked about Murray. You talked about Vincent. How are they going to address Jokic and how he pretty much ripped him apart?
Well, I think let's be real right now. Like he's inevitable. Like we're not going to be able to stop him. We're not going to be able to stop him getting 30-point triple doubles. He's going to get the rebounds.
You have to take something away.
You're not going to take and get him off.
You have to take the.
You got to make him a shooter. I mean, not shooter, but you got to make him a scorer. But the thing is, we sag. See, one thing I don't understand. Sometimes I was like, man, you might have to give some. I know it might be hard to hear, but sometimes you might have to let somebody get 50. Like, you just might have to let them get 50.
I'm okay with
especially
that.
Since you never get 50. You to average 50 to win this series. Because I'm taking away your assist, and I'm trying to keep you off the ball.
The assist, the glass.
100%.
But I need to stay home. If he makes a move, I got to let him go. I got to let I got to let AD or Jackson Hayes Hachimura just get cooked. Just get cooked. Because I am not going to let Brown or Braun or whatever his name is, I'm not going to let him get off. I'm not going to let Michael Porter Jr. get off. I damn sure don't want to see Aaron Gordon get some threes up. Yep. You know what I'm saying? Like KCP, God forbid, he shoots 80% from the three again on us. You know what I'm saying? Like I need to make sure I'm home on all of that.
Yeah.
And so the only person that's killing me is going to be either Jamal Murray or Jokic, but everybody else can't get a third quarter.
I'm not double teaming anybody. The whole time,
y'all just gonna have to get cooked.
I am not double teaming, and because I agree with you, I say I'm not really worried about. Listen, we saw that with the WNBA. Kaylin, cool. Let's get her points, but she could pass.
Yeah,
mm-hmm. And when she was passing, that's how she was more effective because everybody was looking at what she was gonna do, and she dipping it off to other teammates. We cannot have that because if we know what Jamal Murray could do, and we know if Jokic gets that ball, Jamal Murray, we gonna get cooked,
right?
And it, but Jokic still gonna get his shots.
Yep. Yeah.
So like what and you said,
invite him to take his shots.
Yeah. Shit, so well, yeah, like I agree with you. Let him have 50.
Yeah.
Keep him under 5 assists. Right. If we keep Jokic under 5 assists, then we win.
So then essentially, if I'm hearing this right, I'm gonna summarize that as Lakers stay pat, stick with what got you here, and just allow your perimeter defenders to do what they're doing, stay home, and whoever's on the island with Jokic, sorry, you're on the island, try not to get in too much foul trouble too quick, and we'll rotate you in and out, but this is our gameplay. You're going to be on an island, deal with it.
Yeah.
Yeah, 100%.
Make sure you run them off their threes. You don't want them to catch and shoot. You want to charge at them, stay under control, run them off the three, push them into the paint. Hopefully, you know, you can get some back tie rotations because, you know, once AD pushes up, this joke is going to be wide open. So you need to make sure that somebody's already anticipating that extra pass to Jokic because AD is going to help. You just got to make sure that your defense is in sync. They did play a lot better defense in this and against the two games against the Pelicans. And I just think that you don't have the what's the guy? He was killing us. He had the headband on last night. I think his name was Brown as well. Was it Brown?
Left?
Yeah.
Yeah. The guard that was killing him. He gave them a little bit of something different. You know what I'm saying? He gave them an edge that I don't think they're going to have coming in this playoff this year. So I don't think it's as lopsided as people think. I want the narrative to be like the Lakers are underdogs.
Right.
Because I want them to – I want that. I want them to see that everyone's going to pick Denver in the series and they have no shot because that's going to motivate everybody. I mean, we're giving out shout-outs. I want to give a shout-out to D'Angelo Russell, his bounce-back season.
Man, for real.
And I mean, he played well in the Denver series quite a few of those games.
Yes, you know, but he just, you know, this is his redemption tour. And for this first-round matchup to be – to exercise those demons early. I mean, get past them.
I'm gonna tell you one thing. That dude start bricking. He ain't been bricking. He's been playing good. He's been making these threes. He's been doing what we needed for him to do. That dude start bricking. We're gonna turn on him real fast. I ain't gonna lie to you.
Well, you know, that's why I'm saying.
But that's Laker fans. Like, you brought that up to start the
I'm just saying.
The bipolar Laker fans.
This dude started to stop. Because we know that he's not a great defender. But if he's able to play how he's been playing, I'm okay with him being out there.
Keep that plus,
dude
start
bringing some shots.
Yeah.
Like, you know, consistently. Because start going for 2 for 10, you know.
If he's two games in a row, he's looking like.
Then he's a liability.
6 for 22 for
then
two
he's a
games.
Liability.
Then yes, then.
So we cannot have, in order for us to win the series, we cannot have not one player a liability.
Moneymaker, I got a question for you here. Played Pelicans twice now, two times in a row, end the season and the play-in. Does that help prepare us at all for Denver? At all? Any similarity?
I mean,
it's just wear and tear.
They have nobody that's a Jokic. They have nobody that's a Jamal Murray.
Okay. Good.
They have nobody that's a Gordon.
Yeah.
So, Zion is probably the best, but his style of play.
They don't have Mike Malone. They don't have the coach, the championship coach.
Guys, we talked about the Western Conference a little bit. We're gonna stay away from the Eastern Conference, but let's switch from NBA a little bit. And a couple days ago, there was a big WNBA draft. Okay, let's talk to WNBA a little bit. Ladies. Okay, as we know, last episode I wasn't here. I'm glad to be back. Thanks to Andrea for filling in. She was awesome. Definitely sparking controversy, as we know she will do. you know, the college tournament is that the draft somewhat laid out as most expected. The third pick, maybe, a lot of Sparks fans thought they would get that player, but... it was a really big draft for the WNBA.
Yes.
As far as exposure, as far as energy, as far as attention to the league, guys. Let's start with you, Money. what does it mean? What is the success of this draft? These players coming in. What do you see? You're actually a big fan of the WNBA. You've always been a big fan of the Sparks. What does this mean? I mean, even the subtle perimeter fan is feeling the excitement right now. What?
So look, there's so much, and we gotta talk about this for 20 minutes because so much to dissect. Number one, is great like timing. For us to come off an NCAA tournament literally like 2 weeks ago and go right into the WNBA draft. So the buzz of that is great. And then you just have these names. You got Caitlin and you got Angel Reese and you got Cordoso and you got, you know, Brink and that the Sparks got and Jackson. Like, dude, we got some. Listen, I would have loved to have Angel Reese, you know, because we LA, but who the Sparks have with the trades that they made in the offseason.
They had the number two and the number four pick.
I mean, listen, the Sparks are a team to be reckoned with. But look, dog, I mean, I looked and I was like, man, Chicago Sky got Reese and Cordoso. They got Reese and Witherspoon. See, what you got to realize, Witherspoon is the head coach over there. And her mentality is a beast mentality. Yeah. So,
yep,
and you know with Angel Reese, what she lacks in actual skill, she does not lack in drive and motivation.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, I liken her to like a Draymond Green type of thing. Like, she is the heartbeat of that team.
We had the pleasure of being at the draft, course, at the draft party in Vanity. Thank you, Sparks. And I just want to bring a lot of people that I spoke to there brought that connection of Angel Reese with Draymond Green.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, the Draymond Green to Angel Reese as far as the comparison. So
yeah, absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, look, I think let me just say this, though. The WNBA is in a great place. I'm happy that they're getting way more attention. I'm excited to see what's going to happen. But let me just say this, and I may be controversial in this. They brought up, and this meme going around talking about what the salaries are going to be, and they're showing on a four-year contract, it's a four-year contract. The first four picks, I think they're getting – I think a total of we talking about Caitlin, Brink,
Cordoso,
and
Jackson.
You know, Jackson. They're getting a total of like $338,000, and everybody is upset about what they're getting. Now let me make two points to you for you guys. First of all, the WNBA. Has been in existence for 27 years, and they have not turned a profit in not one season. Now, let's be happy that there still is a WNBA, because who funds a company in any other place where they don't turn a profit for 27 years and doesn't fold? So thank God. I'm just telling y'all just from a business perspective. Now, with that being said, the people that complain about the disparity of the money revenue that they get are mainly women. I know this is going to be controversial.
Okay.
But those same women, if you ask those women if they watch the games, they say they don't watch it.
MoneyMike@infinitytv.com.
The same women that complain about the disparity in the pay are the same women
not buying tickets.
And if you guys are saying that you guys are watching the product, then hey, hit me up in the comment and let me know. Because I'm telling you, if women are upset about the disparity and they're not supporting the product, how can they expect anybody else to do it?
It's not like the situation of women and like Team USA men and women team. Like, we know who brings in the money when it comes to the soccer.
Right.
We know the women are the ones. So when you look at those salaries, and you're like, wait a minute. Just because you got to make millions of dollars overseas.
No, but it's different, Pat, though. No, here's the thing, though. See, they've even done it with the men and the women, right? The men revenue in soccer is way higher, and they get a lesser percentage of money the men do. But if let's just say hypothetically, if the men's soccer makes $80 million, And now the players get
60%.
Get, let's say they get 60% of that, like in a revenue share of $80 million. Then they're gonna get, you know, $3, 4, 5, 6 million. Now in the women, let's do the numbers. They may get $20 million. Now they may get 80%. Women get like a higher percentage of the revenue. Just the revenue that gets generated is less than that actually comes in. So now they're gonna get paid less because there's a smaller bucket. That is true for women's sports and men's sports.
I would like to put a call out. I'd like to put a call out to the WNBA right now. Okay, this is to you right now. And everybody watching needs to just thumb this up and share this right now. Okay, WNBA, if we do not see the top 10 picks from this draft sitting courtside at these playoff games for the NBA,
right,
getting exposure,
yeah,
and being on camera and saying, look, there's Caitlin Clark, there's Bree, there's Cardozo, there's these players, there's Angel. If they're not doing that, then they're...
Yeah, they're missing the point.
If it's not that, everybody should be looking for that. And that's where every Hollywood producer, every big promotion, they stick their stars right there on courtside for these type of games so they get exposure because they're coming up in a new movie or something.
I was just looking on Instagram. They had Caitlin Clark going in. It was in New York. Mm-hmm. They had her coming out, you know, and the paparazzi was out there. They were taking pics and everything. And I heard a couple of people asking, hey, Caitlin, can we get an autograph? Please, Caitlin, can we get an autograph? And she's just kind of standing there. And if you look at it, like, you would think it was like Jay-Z and Beyonce out there, and they're ignoring the people. You know what I mean? But this was Caitlin Clark, and people were out there, and paparazzi was there, and they were taking pictures, and they was asking Caitlin, can I get an autograph? Please, Caitlin, can I get an autograph? And Caitlin's ignoring. Hey, you may want to give a couple autographs out, Caitlin. You know what I mean? And to that point, there are sports cards that I don't even know. Angel Reese, they just got an exclusive deal with Panini for a sports card. So there's a sports card market for it. So I'm just saying, like, they have to lean on these popular players. And listen, what's so great about these players that's coming into the league is they got some dogs in the league already.
Yeah,
they got Inescu, mm-hmm, they got Asia. They got all these players already there, and hopefully they'll be able to introduce them.
Yeah,
you know, to them. So
the league is strong. Let's just go over this now. Okay, you know, you're talking about how many people are watching. Well, you know, let's go to how many teams were really relevant. Last season, there weren't very many relevant teams. You had the Liberty and you had the Aces, really. I mean, there weren't a lot, but this year, at least to start, of course, it's always great. But this year, you still have the Liberty. Mm-hmm. You still got the Aces. You talked about the Sky, right?
Right.
Obviously, Indiana's in the game now with Caitlin Clark. Yeah. You got the Sparks, who did a tremendous job trading pre-draft and a tremendous draft, have replaced their front office staff, moved Eli up. It's been great. There's more relevance. There's more teams to watch. And, you know, it's exciting to see.
And, you know, they're expanding next year, right? Like, the Golden State Warriors are going to have a team. I forgot the other team that's coming. But two more teams are coming next year, which is going to expand the draft and get more players. So they're in a great place, but please, WNBA, you know, take advantage of the marketing.
Yeah, keep marketing. Please have these players front take advantage. And center. Have them,
you know, give out autograph signings. You know, I'm telling you guys, go.
The NBA players should be high fiving these players when they hit a three, like right there on the side. Like, show that they're a family, that they're one in the same. Like, dude, if you're watching NBA, how would you not be watching? Yeah. Like, it should be common sense.
Yep.
One equals the other, guys. As we know.
Yeah.
We finish every show here with a segment we call Money Mike's Out of Bounds. Money Mike is going to share his thoughts or opinions on a topic. It's really simple, guys. He just wants to know, are those thoughts or opinions in bounds or out of bounds? Money Mike, you got the mic.
All right, so I have something to admit, you guys. I have guilty pleasures. You know, there are things that I like and enjoy.
I already feel like I need
that
a shower.
I probably should not like enjoy, but I love like watching.
Okay,
this is my thing. And this out of bounds is in homage to somebody that we have watched and grown up with, and we saw this high speed chase that interrupted in the playoffs in 96. And I 94. Have a, okay, 94.
It was 94?
Yeah, 94.
It was 94.
It was Houston versus the
okay, so there was a this is homage to
Jordan wasn't there.
And I'm not going to give
maybe
my
the trial
opinion
was 96.
I'm not going to give my opinion to O.J. Simpson because, you know, I don't even want to go down that that soapbox. But I can tell you this. One thing I enjoy doing is watching high-speed chases. Like, that is
that
like
was a
my
low-speed pick. Chase, by the way.
No, but listen. And I feel like O.J. Simpson is the one, is the originator of the high-speed chase.
You know what? I just kidding.
Am I out of bounds? For out of all, listen, we know he has a Heisman Trophy. We know he was in Naked Gun and made movies. And we know that he's Airplane. In the Hall of Fame. And we know
he was on trial.
But look, am I out of bounds
probably
for appreciating
his greatest legacy?
The impact that he made in high speed chases and how they're covered, you know. I'll pay an homage to O.J. Simpson for the high-speed chase. Am I out of bounds for acknowledging, for having that to be one of its accolades that today, when I watch a high-speed chase, I'm like, thank you, O.J.
You said thank you.
For the high-speed chase. Am I out of bounds for that?
No, man, you're in bounds, man.
Okay.
You know, big up. I guess whatever. What you want to say, O.J., R.I.P.?
Yeah, absolutely. I don't want nobody to die.
Yeah, you know, like, so, yeah, man. You know, he wasn't the one that started it all.
He was.
He's the one that I will say. I'll say you're inbound.
Tell me when
the
helicopter followed the car.
He was the one that got Americans addicted to court TV.
Yeah,
He's the one. It's true that it was covered, and then everyone's like started.
It's pretty good argument.
Yeah, I say you're inbounds.
You're definitely inbounds, but I'm just saying. Coverage has never been the same.
Man, listen, I love a high speed chase. I never want a crash to happen. I never want anybody to get hurt. You know, I always say, hey, if you drive to the airport, you know what I mean?
I don't want them to crash into people, but yeah, when they're driving crazy, I'm like, I hope they spin, tumble, and hurt themselves.
Like, if you drive to, I always say, go to the airport, then the helicopter can't find you. You know what I'm saying?
This ain't speed.
He's just driving circles.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
drive a little dangerous, then they'll pull off. Then you only got the helicopter. Then you drive to an air pass space, and then they came back, then you'll be good. Dude.
He's got it down. How many times have you done that?
Never.
Okay.
Never.
And with that, we're going to close out.
So I'm in bounds. I'm 100%.
Yeah, you are definitely about that.
Hey,
and
rest
that is
peace
funny.
To the high-speed chase, to my man.
To the originator.
The high-speed chase.
OJ, the high-speed chase originator. I'll give you that. That's pretty funny.
High-speed low.
All right, guys. So next week, we're going to come back. We'll have some playoff news. You know, see what the Clippers are doing. See what the Lakers are doing. See how this team is going, guys. So the time has come. We're here. We are officially in the playoffs. You know where to get all your news, InfanityTV.com. Follow us on Instagram at Infanity Television. And we're out.
Peace.